This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Trump just rocked the House last night. Literally. He gave a, of course, a State of the Union speech last night to both houses of Congress last night, and he got a 5-minute ovation as he entered the building. It was clearly his best speech that he's ever given. And by the way, the speech topped 43 million viewers. For those paying attention, that beat out the Oscars. Let me just say this, okay? Because I saw this as I was doing show prep a little while ago. The fact that a political speech, State of the Union or whatever, beat out the Oscars, that is something which should make Democrats, Hollywood, the pop culture aficionados, they should sit up and take notice, frankly. Because even myself, I got to tell you, if you had told me that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that a State of the Union speech would beat out the Oscars, I would have told you were crazy. But that's where we are now. And this is, and I've been talking about this for a while. This is the fault of the entertainment industry, because they have spent the last 2 years basically trashing all the Trump supporters. They have been trashing anyone who didn't agree with them. Because, of course, the left, as I've said many times, loves diversity, but not diversity of thought. The media, both the left and the right, and gave it a thumbs up. Of course, there's always going to be haters with Donald Trump. Stocks also are reacted very favorably. Today, the Dow is over 21,000. I mean, it's amazing. This is there's no end in sight. But I have some sound bites I want to share with you as well. And by the way, just, let me get this out of the way. Did you see the women of the Democrat Party? Did you see this? They were wearing white. And the reason why they were wearing white was because they, it was somehow connected to the women's suffragette movement. Harkening back to the 19th Amendment of the United States, which, by the way, for those that don't know, the 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote, right? And so the women's suffragette movement, apparently they used to wear white. That was a sign of solidarity with each other. But as I watched it, I thought to myself, well, they look like clans. They look like the female auxiliary of the clan, minus the hoods. And then I thought to myself, is Donald Trump trying to take away women's right to vote? Is Donald Trump somehow trying to do away with the 19th Amendment? Has Donald Trump somehow, is he somehow eliminating women's right to vote or anything? No. They just look like idiots. And also, just from a fashion standpoint, although I know that's not necessarily true anymore, but you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day or before Easter. Just FYI to those people out there, okay? Just a thought. And by the way, did you see the response? First of all, the response, I got to tell you, was the former governor of Kentucky, Steve Beshear. Okay. And just let me give you the background of this. Let me just set this up. He is the former Democrat governor, Steve Beshear. He's no longer an office holder at all. He is the former governor. So they chose him to give the Democrat response, I guess, because it's something to do with he was a governor of a red state and something having to do with how Obamacare has worked in Kentucky or some such argument. But I want you to listen to this guy. And this is the guy they chose for the response. By the way, he's an old white dude. He's sitting in his diner in, Lexington, Kentucky, with basically a bunch of old white dudes, okay? Now, that's I just want you to understand the optics of this. I guess they're trying to go after those white working class voters. But anyway, I want you to listen to this, because it's a classic. And just goes to show you how clueless...
400 miles from Washington, at a diner with some neighbors... Democrats and Republicans, where we just watched the president's address. I'm a proud Democrat, but first and foremost, I'm a proud Republican and Democrat and mostly American. And like many of you, I am worried about the future of this nation. Look, I grew up in Kentucky in a small town called Dawson Springs. My dad and granddad were Baptist preachers. My family owned a funeral home. And my wife, Jane, and I have been married for almost 50 years. I became governor at the start of the global recession. And after 8 years, we left things a lot better than we found them. By being...
What? He said he was... I'm gonna read to you what he said, okay? I'm a proud Democrat, but first and foremost, I'm a proud Republican and Democrat and mostly American. Whoa. Wait, which is it? Which is it? Wow. He's a proud Republican and Democrat and American. I guess he's checking it all off. That's a Democrat response. This is the opposition party now. These people are the opposition. These people are the resistance. This is the best you could do. Really? People? That's the best you could do? I mean, yesterday they were going on and on about Kellyanne Conway, and she was on the couch with her shoes on. And then today, they bring out some clown, literally. The Democrat Party has just devolved into literally a clown show. And this is the best they can do? This guy, Steve Beshear, doesn't even understand that he's a... dude, you're a Democrat. You're supposed to give the Democrat response. Maybe he wishes he was Republican now. It's probably a little Freudian slip on his part. He's like, damn, I wish I was a Republican. They're cool. The Democrats are a bunch of losers. Is it too late for me to change my party affiliation? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Also, I don't know. Did you see this? Oprah Winfrey thinks she can run for president now. Trust me. You're going to see all these people coming out of the woodwork now. What's his name? Iger from Walt Disney there. He's rumored to be thinking about running now. It's laughable. It is. I got to tell you, it's funny to me. Remember Howard Schultz said that the CEO from Starbucks said he was going to run against Trump. Trust me, you're going to see more and more business people, captains of industry, people that think that they can replicate the Trump phenomenon. And you can't, because the Trump phenomenon is a once-in-a-lifetime event. The Trump phenomenon cannot be replicated. The Trump phenomenon is it's like Halley's Comet. Comes along every few hundred years. That's what the Trump phenomenon is. I want to... There were actually a lot of Democrats. You heard in the last hour I played Chris Matthews talking about the economic message of Trump and how that's a winning message. There's no doubt that that's a winning message. Democrats, I got to tell you, they really should be concerned. They really should be concerned because what they don't realize is they've been bitching, spending all this time trying to denigrate him. Meanwhile, he just goes out and wins. See, he just goes out and wins, and that's what he's been doing all his life, frankly. And that's what he's doing now. If you look at Donald Trump, really, the history of Donald Trump. And we can very clearly see. This is why it's so funny to me when everybody talks about how, Donald Trump, his tax returns, or that he's a racist, or he's a bigot. There's never been any proof of that. This guy's been in the public eye for, 40 years or so? And we never, ever heard that he was racist or bigoted or xenophobic or anything until, of course, he ran against Democrats. And then he was, all of a sudden, persona non grata. But it's I guess it's the territory. I guess it's what happens. Van Jones. Now, Van Jones, who is he's a member of the, if I'm not mistaken, he's a member, or he was a card-carrying member of the Communist Party. I'm not even making that up. He was, of course, in the Obama administration. Listen to what Van Jones said last night. This is shortly after the speech last night. I want you to hear this. And it's interesting because pretty thoughtful.
There are a lot of people who have a lot of reason to be frustrated with him, to be fearful of him. But that was one of the most extraordinary moments you have ever seen in American politics, period. And he did something extraordinary. And for people who have been hoping that he would become unifying, hoping that he might find some way to become presidential, they should be happy with that moment. For people who have been hoping that maybe he would remain a divisive cartoon, which he often finds a way to do, they should begin to become a little bit worried tonight. Because that thing you just saw him do, if he finds a way to do that over and over again, he's going to be there for 8 years. Now, there is a lot that he said in that speech that was counterfactual, that was not right, that I oppose and will oppose. But he did something tonight that you cannot take away from him. He became president of the United States.
And there was humanity in their exchange and him looking at her.
Bam. He was specifically talking about Van Jones. He's talking about the moment where There was a moment where Donald Trump mentioned the fallen Navy SEAL in the raid in Yemen, and of course, within the in the crowd, there was the widow of the fallen Navy SEAL, Ryan Owen was his name, and she got probably three to 5 minute ovation of standing ovation, and here's what was telling about that. Here's what was telling about that. And that's what Van Jones is talking about. That moment. It was a very powerful moment within speech. But what I noticed specifically was that Debbie What's-Her-Name Schultz and Keith Ellison sat there stone-faced in the crowd and did not clap, did not stand, did not acknowledge her presence even within the chamber. That's your modern Democrat Party right there. That's it. That's exactly it. And for those that that are out there and they're questioning which way the Democrat Party is and what they're going to do, that was more telling than anything that they've done in the last 2 years. The fact that it was shameful, shameful and outrageous. That, I mean, look, say what you will. You may disagree with Trump and his policies and may not like the man personally. But to withhold applause and acknowledgement of the ultimate sacrifice that this woman and her family have made. I'm sorry. You know, for the people that are still Democrats today, I feel sorry for you. I really do. Because if that's your Democrat Party, if that's your peeps right there, because those are clearly two of the leaders of the Democrat Party now. And by the way, the fact that they rolled out this old white dude, the former governor of Kentucky, just shows you how they are devoid of pretty much any bench. They are devoid of anybody, pretty much. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, The Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, kids, hey,
welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. So there are many Democrats today that don't want to give props to the president. They're going to go down kicking and screaming, fighting. And they're going down, frankly. They're going down. I said this earlier in the show, and I'm going to reiterate it. I'm going to say it again. Mark it on your calendars, February 28th, 2017. Rest in peace, Democrat Party. So, if you were listening in the last segment, I played the soundbite of Van Jones talking about Donald Trump and how... basically how Donald Trump became presidential right before their eyes. Even though what Donald Trump said last night wasn't news to his supporters. To the people that have been paying attention, this just reiterated all the things he said, except for it was in a it was to Congress. It was in a setting. That was steeped in history, steeped in tradition, and that was a difference. It was funny because, you heard a lot of people today say, well, wow, it was really presidential, and he really gave deference to where he was. And it wasn't a speech... like, it wasn't like a campaign speech or any of that. Well, look, Trump isn't an idiot, okay? He's a smart guy. He understands the difference between a speech, a campaign rally, a speech given at an airport tarmac, and a speech before both houses of Congress. Clearly, he understands the magnitude of that. For all the people that thought he was going to be a buffoon and come out and give a campaign type of speech and were wondering what he was going to do, and they're so surprised today. You know, like, wow, he's really presidential. Okay. We all knew this because we're all paying attention. You people haven't been paying attention because you've been so busy trashing the man. I want to play this exchange for you. This is on CNN. This was an example of a black-on-black crime between Angela Rae and Van Jones. I want you to listen to this exchange here.
And Van Jones joining me now, also with me, CNN political commentator Angela Rye. So, Van, you said this quote, that was one of the most extraordinary moments you've ever seen in American politics. Why?
Well, because of the ability for the emotionality to connect with the political agenda of Donald Trump. Usually the emotions that he's playing on are very, very dark, very fear-based. What I think that liberals have to take away from it is that the virus is mutating. He is developing new weaponry that I don't think that liberals expected him to be able to develop so quickly. Most of his speeches are terrible.
And that's my point. This is my earlier point. Is liberals are just starting to wake up, okay? They're just starting to, whoa, wait a minute. We've already known all this. It's why what he did last night, by the way, is exactly why everybody voted for him, okay?
You have Twitter Trump, which is terrible, and then you have teleprompter Trump, which is barely any better. This was an effective speech. He was able to do things you haven't seen him do before. His agenda is still just as awful. The speech was full of lies and the same kind of stuff he always does. But he now has a set of weapons you've not seen him use before. If he starts doing this kind of thing instead of those crazy rallies over and over again, you begin to create problems for Democrats that I don't think they're ready for.
Do you agree, Angela, with Van, that this was presidential?
No.
I definitely don't think that this is presidential. And it could be that I just don't understand the standard that we're using. But if by presidential...
Yeah, see, that's my point. She doesn't understand because of the incredible cognitive dissonance that she suffers from. But listen.
We're talking about becoming a leader on the world stage, one that Americans everywhere could be hopeful about and supportive of, then I think the answer is a resounding no. Donald Trump took 61 minutes to tell 51 lies, and they aren't just lies about his record of promised jobs and hope.
What about that specific moment that we're talking about?
Sure, I think that that just demonstrates his ability to be a decent human being. But I don't think that overall his speech, this joint address to Congress, demonstrates his ability, nor was it presidential. So, again, I think that we have to go back to the fact that he talked about creating jobs that he did not create. He talks about this wonderful record he has so far while he's been in office that pales in comparison to my president, Barack Obama. So I think, again, when we talk about the standard of being presidential, he's not met that standard. And I'm not willing to give him a pass because the bar is low.
Van?
My president, Barack Obama. There you have it right there. She let it slip. My president, Barack Obama. My president. See? This is not my president. Donald Trump is not her president. She said it right there. Donald Trump is not her president. Barack Obama was her president. And she talked about how he hasn't accomplished anything. It's 40 days. 40 days, honey. Okay? Whoa. What? he's done more in 40 days than Barack Obama did in 8 years. Okay? All right? Angela Rye. That's just haters. Just haters, haters, haters. Haters gonna hate. And if they keep doing that, they're only hurting themselves. They're only hurting themselves. Clearly. Yeah, you got 79% of the country. 79% of the country that thought that was that they approved of the speech. And they approve of the direction of the country. Now, for people like Angela Rye. If you want to go down there, down that road, then by all means, go for it. But it's going to be a very lonely road for you. Sure, you're going to have Rosie O'Donnell with you and Michael Moore and the other wackos. But do it at your own peril, frankly. Because if Donald Trump does literally a quarter of what he says he's going to do, if he delivers on his domestic agenda, then it's over for the Democrat Party, frankly. Because what are they going to do? Who are they bringing out? What is the alternative, frankly? Huh? The ex-governor of Kentucky? What are they going to bring out? Chelsea Clinton, is she going to run? Or the Castro brothers? Remember those guys? They were being groomed as the next big thing. The Democrat version of Marco Rubio. But they have two. Who? Who? Going to bring out Joe Biden or what? Who's it going to be? Who do you have waiting in the wings? Who? Again, the if Trump keeps this up, he will absolutely, positively discombobulate the Democrat Party. Just keep hating. Just keep hating. Just keep saying no. And by the way, this talk of impeachment, in order to do that, you have to control of the House and the Senate. Good luck with that. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I got to get to this. I wanted to get to this yesterday, but I'm glad I didn't. Because this is more relevant, actually, today. This was in yesterday's Wall Street Journal. There's a guy, there's a guy that writes for them, Gerald Seib. This guy is an idiot. Okay? He is the quintessential inside the beltway, a Republican establishment figure, Gerald Seib. And he always writes these articles, these op-ed pieces. Actually, I've got like two or three of them, okay? This was from 2 weeks ago. In Trump's fourth week, chance for a reboot. Okay. White House finds itself at crossroads. This was the next day. But this was the, this, and I got a comment on this here. This is yesterday. This is before the speech. A new polarization hardens around Trump. So I just want to read this. This is, by the way, this is, it's called Capital Journal. He always writes this op-ed piece. It was possible not so long ago to imagine Donald Trump to be such an unconventional figure that he could burst apart traditional partisan alliances and use his populist approach to create all kinds of political coalitions. As President Trump appears set to appear before a joint session of Congress Tuesday night, that possibility seems a long way off. Instead, just over a month into his term, Mr. Trump stands as an exceptionally polarizing figure. He inspires intense support among admirers and equally intense animosity among detractors, with remarkably few Americans in the middle. Everybody appears to have an opinion about Donald Trump, and those opinions appear locked in. Now, I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying and remember it, because I've got a soundbite that I'm going to play for you after this. Perhaps more surprisingly for this non-traditional political figure, this polarization is falling along traditional partisan lines, with those calling themselves Republicans solidly behind him and those calling themselves Democrats solidly against him. That may be the biggest sign that he is well on his way to remaking the composition of the two parties. Out in the country, if not necessarily in Washington, it appears Republicanism is increasingly defined as support for Mr. Trump, while being a Democrat is defined as opposing him, right? So, Gerald Seib writes that there's a new polarization that's hardening around Trump. That is his premise, okay? And I'm glad I didn't get to that yesterday. Now I want to play for you this soundbite. This is Richard Trumka. He is the president of the AFL-CIO. Just so you know, solidly Democrat. This is a guy that literally was at the White House for the last 8 years, probably once a week, okay? He was solidly behind Mr. Obama. Now, I want to play this for you. This is this morning on Fox. Listen to Richard Trumka, okay? And by the way, Gerald Seib, you're an idiot. Okay?
Joining us right now is Richard Trumka. He is the president of the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, AFL-CIO. Richard, it's great to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much for joining us. The last time we spoke, you said you met with the president. You said that you were happy with some of the things he was doing with jobs. Give us your thoughts on the speech last night, first off.
Well, I think it was probably one of his finest moments last night. I mean, there was a lot of things that he followed up on, promises that he made. I was a little short on detail, and I hope he starts to pivot from the promises to actually laying the groundwork to make a lot of things real. There were things that we agreed with, things that we didn't agree with, but I thought that his change of tone signaled, I hope it signaled, that he's about to start doing business rather than playing for the camera.
What do you want to see him do, Richard? Because really, people follow your lead. You're the face of the union, frankly. I mean, you're the leader there. So what do you want to see the president do?
Well, when he ran, he said a couple of things. He said, one, I'm not going to let Wall Street get away with murder. And two, the economy works best when it works for workers. So people voted for him because they want the rules of the economy rewritten. Now, to his credit, I think last night he started talking about some of those rules, but not all of them. And some of the things he talked about were contradictory, like a big tax cut for corporations, but then embracing the Ryan health care plan that would tax the benefits of working Americans, the health care benefits of working Americans. So he's starting to rewrite those rules. He talked about trade. He talked about immigration. I was actually pleasantly surprised to hear him say that the system is broken and it's legal immigration as well as undocumented people. He talked about them a lot, but this is the first time you heard the president talk about legal immigration being used to drive down wages. We've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah.
Bam. Hello. So much for the polarization around Donald Trump. The polarization, I'm sorry, hardening around Trump. Gerald Seib. Mr. Establishment. Yeah, so much for that. Okay? Just remember, and I can't reiterate this enough to you. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype, and please do not believe everything you read in the Wall Street Journal or believe everything you hear on Fox News, because everybody has an agenda. And the most important thing for you to remember is your agenda and what matters to you. So it's important, and I say this all the time, it is important to read between the lines when you are either reading a story in the newspaper, in the op-ed sections. Think about sources. Think about, why is this person writing this? Where are they coming from? What is the publication I'm reading or watching on TV? And that is the most important thing. And look, do your own homework. You don't necessarily have to believe me. It doesn't really matter to me. I just try to point you out in the right direction, Okay? That's what I try to do. That's what I try to do with this show. That's why I'm here. To just try to explain it to you, break it down to you. Because of all the noise that you're exposed to, all the fake news and all the lies. And, you know, it's gotten to the point where the fake news is very good at faking you out. And it's not the sources that you think. You know, it's easy to go, oh, it's MSNBC and it's CNN. Okay, that's fine. Beware of Fox News. Beware of the Wall Street Journal. Because you think they're your friend? No. They're a corporate entity, and all they really care about is ratings and money and advertising. Bottom line. All right? And that's the reality. And look, and I'm pretty sure that most people know this because they saw the election. And everyone was exposed. And everyone showed their true colors. I can't tell you how many people came up to me at CPAC and said, you know what? You were right. And we were wrong. And that, frankly, that's most conservatives. That's most Republicans as well as Democrats. But see, if you were paying attention, you knew it was going to happen. We all knew. All right, I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem returns in a moment. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.